So, Dr. Mitch, my phone was ringing here during the 7:30 news, and I could see by the call display that it was from Australia. And I thought, who's calling me from Australia? So I got the message, and it's Andrew Poplawski.
Oh, wow.
Who is enjoying retirement and obviously on vacation from some beach. I couldn't quite make it out what beach he was at, but he said he was calling from the future, and he had the winning lottery numbers, which he dictated to me, and we're going to, apparently, I'm supposed to play these lottery numbers, and we're going to win. So I thought that was pretty...
That was really sweet of him.
I know. Nice to see he's doing well. Obviously doing well if he's going to Australia.
Yeah, so, wow, that goes back years.
Yeah. Andrew Poplawski, long time broadcast veteran in these parts.
And a pleasure to play with. To work with, and he was quite the hockey player.
Just ask him.
Yeah.
Apparently, we can prevent young babies from developing peanut allergies if we give them peanut butter from a young age. Is that true?
This is something that's been around now for a few years, but I'm not sure if everyone is completely aware of it, how we've dramatically changed how we handle the introduction of solids in terms of the timing and what we introduce to young babies. So this review is in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, but you can even go online to the Canadian guidelines for the introduction of solids and peanuts, according to the Canadian Pediatric Association. And basically, we've changed. In the old days, the thought was you did introduce solids, number one, and when you did, you avoided, for the first year of life, anything that might trigger a serious allergy. So it was seafood, it was eggs, it was peanut butter for sure. And yet the numbers of kids with peanut butter allergies and significant ones was going up. And so we started to figure out, certainly not me, but the people who are wiser than I am, started to figure out that there's something wrong. We're doing something wrong here. And as they were looking around the world, they found that the incidence of peanut allergy was actually not going up dramatically. In fact, it was hardly going up at all in Israel. And they're trying to figure out what was different there than here. And it turned out in that country, there are certain peanut-flavored and peanut-containing snacks which are just everywhere. Everyone consumes them at all ages, all the time, during pregnancy and when they're as soon as they can put anything in their mouths. And it turned out that they figured out that that was probably the difference. And so the thinking changed. Women during pregnancy, unless they eat themselves or are extremely allergic, are encouraged to eat peanuts, peanut butter, seafood, whatever it is that they would like to eat, so that the baby in the womb is exposed to these potential allergens, and so their immune system learns to recognize them as okay.
Right.
When they are born, somewhere between 4 and 6 months, depending on when the baby is first able to handle solids and you want to wean them partially, the suggestion is to introduce peanut butter amongst the first solids. Now, you don't introduce it as a peanut, obviously. God forbid, it's a choking hazard. But small amounts of peanut containing either peanut butter or something like that mixed with mother's milk or in some other way to dilute it down. And there's an actual process. If you go to the Canadian Pediatric Guidelines website, they explain the process. It's not like you give them a chunk of peanut butter and stand back and watch. There's an actual process by which you can do this in an age-appropriate way, in a safe way, to a newborn. But the thinking has changed. And especially if your child has eczema, the concern is that children with eczema tend to be, and I'll use the term atopic. What that means is their immune systems are having problems learning what is really friend and what is really foe. And those kids especially need to be introduced to things like peanut butter and all that. Now, don't do this just on the basis of my say-so. This is something you have the conversation with your healthcare provider for your baby. And if you want, you go to the Canadian Pediatric Association's website and you find out more information about how to do this safely and when to do it. But certainly it illustrates how our thinking about allergy, and specifically allergenic foods like peanut butter or peanuts, has changed dramatically over the last few years, and so parents need to be aware of that if they want to reduce the risk that their child will have a serious or important peanut allergy.
Okay, now once again, it's critical to consult with your doctor first because
about it.
Yeah.
But at least now you're knowledgeable, and you can ask the right questions, and so you can do the right by your kid.
Okay, thanks very much.
My pleasure. You have a great morning.
You too. It's Dr. Mitch Shulman.